The next U.S. Census is scheduled to take place next year. One group at risk of being undercounted is Latino children, especially in North Carolina. By some estimates, Latinos make up about 1 in 5 children in the state. And as Lisa Phillip reports, a lot hinges on an accurate census count.
In the most recent census in 2010, researchers estimate about 25,000 children in North Carolina under the age of 5 were not counted. More than a third of those were thought to be Latino.
Just based on that undercount, researchers said that North Carolina likely lost one congressional seat, or it could have gained one that we didn't because we didn't count those 25,000 kids.
Whitney Tucker is research director for the nonprofit NC Child. She authored a report out last week on the statewide implications of undercounting Latino children.
It's really just the biggest deal that nobody is really talking about yet. And it's a shame because if we don't start talking about it soon and changing what we've done in the past, we're likely to undercount again, and it's going to make it even harder for us to support our population as it grows.
The number of Latino residents in North Carolina is estimated to have grown significantly in recent years. Latino babies, toddlers, and preschoolers are likely to be undercounted because they share the characteristics of multiple hard-to-count populations. Juliana Cabrales is with the Naleo Educational Fund.
Latino children tend to live in households that have limited language ability in English. Also, Latino children are overrepresented in populations that include renters, low-income families, migrant families, all groups which have a high undercount.
And then there's the citizenship question. Last year, a Trump administration official directed the Census Bureau to add a question about citizenship status. That question hasn't been asked in the past. Tucker and census officials say if that question is added, it will lead many immigrants not to respond to the questionnaire.
Because they either might be undocumented themselves or have family members or people who are living in their households who are undocumented and not want to bring additional attention to their families.
The citizenship question is being contested in court, but Tucker says the damage has already been done.
Even if the courts end up striking it down, the idea that the government is somehow interested in people's citizenship through the census is already leading to a lot of public mistrust in immigrant populations.
This is where community members come in, Tucker says.
We need people out now, trusted messengers, making these complete count committees in their neighborhoods and in their towns and cities and telling people that, you know, the census was never meant to enumerate residents on the basis of citizenship. It's just enumerating residents, period.
Complete count committees are public messaging groups made up of local faith, education, and business leaders. They're usually organized by state or local governments, and they're meant to be
trusted voices with different families who can learn about the census and then share messages about the data privacy in the census, about the importance of filling it out for your family, about the importance of including every member of your family, including young children.
Tucker pulls up a list of state programs with funding at stake.
So we're talking Title IV-E foster care, Title IV-E Adoption Assistance, the Child Care and Development Fund that helps to make child care more affordable.
Tucker's list includes several more programs that provide support for kids and families. They're all funded based on the census count. That's why citizens and policymakers need to get the word out, Tucker says.
That the decennial census is bigger than any partisan or otherwise reasoning around wanting to know who is a citizen in a certain area, that if we let that kind of derail our preparations, that we're going to lose out on a lot more than people think.
The census questionnaire will be released on April 1st next year. That may seem like a long way off, but those working towards an accurate count say the time to plan is now. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.